Left-hand finish down on the left block for Markowski. Just underway, third quarter. Two more for Nebraska, 44-26. Myers for Wisconsin. Tries to drop it off inside for Williams. Markowski from behind knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Wisconsin. Weitzinger, left sideline. Caught by Porter. She passes in to Ronnie. Screened by Williams. Porter has it. Defended by Prince. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Now McCray sets the screen. Double team at Porter. Throws to her left. Weitzinger. Hard bounce. Caught by Williams. Long two. Nope. Hake has the miss. Front court. Hake pushes to her left. Prince bobbled and gathers and tries to go inside of Markowski. Lost it out of bounds. Williams tried to step in front of that one, and then Markowski caught it low and lost it out of bounds. A minute gone by here, third quarter, 44-26 Nebraska. Here's Porter, screen set by Williams. Porter, now lane line left on the drive, the finish. Are they going to count it? Yes, and a foul. Basket good for Porter. Now she has a three-point play opportunity. Ronnie Porter for Wisconsin this season. 9 points per game, 62% from the foul line. Free throw in, three-point play by Porter. Badgers don't need to get it all back in one play. They got to chip away here. 20 minutes to go in this game. Markowski deep inside, an elbow on McCray. It's good, and a foul. McCray saying, hey, what about the elbow to my neck? Yeah, that, are they going to get Williams reaching in from behind? Markowski throws the elbow, and they're going to get Williams reaching from behind. And that'll be the second foul against Williams. Free throw, Markowski, good. Markowski, 15 times this season, has scored in double figures for Nebraska. She's got 9 points tonight. 47-29 Huskers. Here's Williams, mid-post left. Kicks out Porter, back inside. Williams, down low to the corner. Leitzinger rises for three, and it's nothing but net. Well, Leitzinger lights it up for Wisconsin. Second three-point make of the game for the Badgers. They're 2 of 13 from outside the three-point arc. Prince, screen Markowski. Prince, lane line right on a drive. Kicking to Hake, corner three. That one's in. Nebraska comes back with a three-pointer. 8 minutes to go in the third. 18-point Nebraska lead, 50-32. Porter tosses to the right elbow, spinning in the paint, pull up. Williams going to bounce off the back rim and then fall through. Jumper down low for Williams. She's got 12. Double figures for Sarah, 17th time this season for the fifth leading scorer in the Big Ten. Markowski versus Williams. Markowski got Sarah in the air and then a foul. That's going to be Williams' third. And the Badgers' leading scorer now has three fouls with 7:32 to play in the third. And this will put Markowski right back at the free throw line. Coming off a 19-point, 7-rebound, 4-assist game, Markowski's got 9-5-3 tonight. Make it 10-5-3 after the free throw falls. 68% free throw shooter this season, right around that number last year. And that's a lane violation as the next one falls. And a lane violation against Petrie of Nebraska. So the Badgers catch a break there. 7.5 to go in the third. 51-34 Nebraska. Slip screen by McCray. Now Porter dribbles away from a Williams screen. Stops at the left elbow. Jumper's no good. Sarah trying to grab the rebound. And she lost it on the floor. Nebraska has it. Right sideline pass to Nisley. Cross court to the left. Prince for three. No. Rebound down low on the baseline. It's Nisley. And Markowski to Prince. Throws to the corner. Left baseline drive. Working Petrie on McCray. Nebraska throws it out to Hague. driving to pull up at the free throw line is short. Hake got it back to Prince. Right elbow jumper. That one's no good. Markowski over the back has it. Out to Petrie for three. Another opportunity for Nebraska, and they finally convert. Petrie for three. She's got 13. Third three-point make for Petrie. 6:27 to go in the third. Williams, long two over Markowski, is no good straight on. And McCray trying to get that rebound and a foul against Nebraska. Ivana Spasovsky coming in now for the Badgers. Petrie's first, and that is Nebraska's second as a team in the quarter. Williams to the bench for the Badgers. Now Kron comes in for Leitzinger. Nebraska outscoring the Badgers by four in this third quarter. And they have a 20-point lead, largest lead of the game. Myers catches the inbounds, hands off to Ronnie on the right arc. Porter has it. Fires inside. It's McCray and a foul. McCray never got a shot away. So that'll be team foul number three against the Cornhuskers. And Porter will be inbounding right baseline for the Badgers. Finds Myers in the corner. Screened by McCray. Myers has some space out on top on the drive now. Over to her right. Porter catches. Guides it over to Spasovsky. Spasovsky in the paint. Has a little hesitation move. Missed. The shot, McCray rips away the rebound. It's the play in quarter number three. It's a 20-point Nebraska lead. Porter will defend Prince at the head of the key. Pushes over to Hake. Lobs off the hands of Bojan out of bounds. Looking for Bojan on the left block. Wisconsin 3 of 7 from the field this quarter. Nebraska 4 of 7. Porter, high left side. McCray steps out to set the screen. Double on Porter. Now Porter still with it. Spins to her left. Myers looks inside with a pass to McCray and a foul against Nebraska. No shot attempted by McCray on the left block. And they get Bojan for her third. And that's going to send Hargrove into the game now. For Nebraska, the freshman coming off a double-double, 10 points and 11 rebounds. Hargrove has 2 points tonight. Inbounds, passes, a little too late. 5 second call. Badgers don't get it inbounded in time. Back to Nebraska. .30 to go in the third, 54-34 Huskers. Prince drives in, left lane line, kicking it out to Hargrove now. Outside the arc, spins it over to Rimdahl, driving to the baseline, to the left corner. Hake back out to Prince, 10 on the shot clock. Prince fighting through traffic, strong to the rim, no, and a foul. And that is against McCray, so she now has three. And so Sarah Williams will have to come into the game, who also has three. And it'll be Wisconsin team foul number four. Britt Prince at the free throw line. 86% free throw shooter for the freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. And that free throw rolls in. 13 points for Prince now. Tied for the team high with Petrie. 14 after the next free throw falls. Prince checks out for the Cornhuskers. Wisconsin hasn't scored in the last 2.5 minutes. It's now a 6-0 run by Nebraska. They had a big 15-0 run in the second quarter early to open up the game. Spasovsky, Badgers freshman with the basketball. Pass to her left, Porter. Porter with the dribble, double team on her, to Kron between the circles. Kron to Williams at the free throw line, turns and faces her defender. That's Petrie spinning on Petrie, kicking over to Porter. Three in the corner in front of the bench. No good. Offensive rebound down low on the right as Williams missed the shot. Ball tipped into the air. Porter has it. Porter bouncing for Sarah. Right of the paint. Williams spinning right-handed. That one won't go either. Petrie picks it up. Williams can't convert down low. Other side. It's caught by Hargrove down low. Now Spasovsky comes away with the steal. Badgers ball on the fast break. Spasovsky down the middle of the paint. To the right. Cron for three. No. Rebound down low. Gresh. No, but a foul. And it'll be Wisconsin at the free throw line. And Gracie Gresh at the line after this timeout on the floor. 4:19 to play third quarter. Nebraska with its largest lead of the game. It's the Cornhuskers 56, the Badgers 34, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's spelled R-O-E-H-L. I'm John Audius with you from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Cornhuskers lead the Badgers by 22. It's 56-34. Nebraska, as they look for their eighth straight win in this series against Wisconsin and their 15th straight win at home dating back to last season. 6-0 run Nebraska over the last 3 minutes and 11 seconds. And the Badgers have been outscored by 6 in this quarter at 14-8. Third quarter shooting for Wisconsin, 3 of 11, that's 27%. 3 points from Porter with an and one, and Leitzinger has a 3-pointer. .419 to go in the third. Here is Gresh at the free throw line. And it's in. Gracie Gresh. 1 point per game so far this season. Hasn't played a lot. She's a freshman from Green Bay. Second one is going to be no good. And an offensive rebound and a finish by Williams. So it turns into a 3-point play for the Badgers. 4:10 to play in the third quarter. It stops a 6-0 run after the free throw. And then Williams adds a little bit of cherry on top there with two. And Nebraska comes back and takes the 3 points right back. Hake for three, just left of the wheel. .59-37 Nebraska. .349 to play in the third. Porter to her left. That's the 10th Nebraska three tonight. Inside Williams, kick to Gresh to the corner, driving baseline. Cron trying to bounce for Williams, and it's stolen by Markowski. Fast break time now for the Huskers. To the rim, not being able to finish, but being fouled was Moriarty. And Nebraska from outside the three-point arc tonight, 10 of 19. They're shooting 53%. So Moriarty now to the free throw line for the Cornhuskers. 3:31 to play in the third quarter. Nebraska gets to 60 with that free throw. And the next one's in. You know, 10 three-pointers tonight, 10 of 19. That's not even close yet to their season high. Told you, Nebraska's a really good three-point shooting team. Second in three-point percentage of the conference. First in threes made. Their season high is 20 threes made in a game. Here's McCray working down low, missing the shot, fighting for the offensive rebound, and she'll lay it off the glass for two. That's McCray just hanging with it for the Badgers. Approaching 3 minutes to go in the third. McCray reaches double figures with that layup, 5 of 7 from the floor. 10 points, 5 boards. Markowski sets the screen, running to the rim. Rimdahl, no. Markowski taps it back to herself. Offensive board for the Huskers. Nebraska winning on the offensive glass, 12-7, but even at 7 on second chance points, they can get one here with 8 on the shot clock. DeHake working on Porter at the free throw line. Leaves it off for Rimdahl on Kron. Rimdahl bouncing inside. Markowski flips it up and in. Right around the restricted arc. Nebraska 63, Wisconsin 39. A 24-point lead. 2:15 to play. Third quarter. Porter out on top, dancing with the basketball. Finds Williams, free throw line, 15-footers in. 16 points now for Wisconsin's leading scorer this season, Sarah Williams. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Rimdahl slashing through the paint, kicks it to the corner. Moriarty for three, and it's in. The 11th three-point basket of the game for Nebraska. Minute 30 to play in the third. Big Nebraska lead. Down low on the left, Williams. McCray cuts through the paint, catches the pass, and finishes around the rim. Williams to McCray for two. 66-43. In transition, a three missed wide right by Hargrove. Badgers pick it up. Moving into the front court is Porter. DeGresh on the left, a ball fake, and a drive, and now Hake comes away with the steal. One-on-one against Porter. She'll pull up for three. No, rolls off the rim. Kron boxes out and collects it for the Badgers. Porter again into the front court. Porter working down low against Markowski, going to bring it back out. Finds Williams, free throw line. Jumper, good. Porter to Williams for two. Badgers have made 4 of their last 4 from the floor. But they trail it 66-45. 21-point Nebraska lead with 27 seconds to play in the third. To the corner. Here's a right baseline drive by Rimdahl. Kicking it back out to Hake. Hake slashes in. Kicks to the left corner. Moriarty hits the three. 10 seconds to play in the third. Porter jogs across the timeline. We're down to 6. Porter trying to make a move and a foul on that drive. And that'll be a foul against Nebraska that'll send Wisconsin to the free throw line. 3.8 seconds to play in the third quarter. Big scoring quarter here for Nebraska. Badgers have their highest scoring quarter of the game with 19. Nebraska, though, has put 27 on the board. And here's Porter. 7 points tonight, 6 assists, and that one rattles in. 8 points now for Porter. With the Huskers, led by as many as 25 in the quarter. Next one in. 3 seconds, inbound, into the front court. Getting off a three and just missing is Moriarty. got a good look to end the third quarter. No good with the shot. And after three quarters here from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska, it's the Cornhuskers 69, the Badgers 47. All right, we'll take a break and come back with the final 10 minutes of this one next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, it's time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. After three quarters, Wisconsin trails Nebraska 69-47. And see if we can get that Smart Play of the Game up and ready. Let me know when you have it there. We'll have to do that next break. All right, so 69-47. Nebraska outscores Wisconsin 27-21 in the quarter. They shoot 53% from the floor. Badgers 47%. Five more threes in the game in that third quarter for Nebraska. They're up to 12 in the game. 12 of 24. Compare that to Wisconsin, 2 of 15 shooting the three-point shot. Final 10 minutes here tonight from Pinnacle Bank Arena. McCray, Porter, Williams, Leitzinger, Myers, the five on the floor for the Badgers as we are underway. Fourth quarter. High screen set by Williams. Porter throws to her right. It's Leitzinger. Bouncing for Williams. Williams driving lane, line left. Turnaround is short on Markowski. She wanted the foul. Picked up Nebraska. Moriarty on the left. Bouncing to Markowski. Deep position on the left block. Shot hits the side of the backboard. Long rebound. Grabbed by Prince. Porter almost had it. To the corner and Moriarty. Moriarty hits her third three-pointer of the game. .72-47. Williams trying to throw it over the top inside for McCray, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. 13 threes for the Cornhuskers tonight. 9 minutes to go. And a foul against McCray, who was defending the guard, Britt Prince. Or check it. There was actually a foul on Hargrove on the screen. Apologies there. Badgers ball. Leitzinger in the front court to Williams. Now they'll feed it inside to McCray. That's what Williams was trying to do last time. Better pass to McCray around the cup. Connects for two. McCray in double figures tonight. She's got 14. That's the 10th time this season she's had 10 or more points in a game. Hargrove for three. Another one falls for Nebraska. .14 to play in the game. Bounce inside for Williams. Markowski steps in front and hits it out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin ball. .75-49, 26-point lead for Nebraska. Myers outside right for the Badgers. Goes to Williams, mid-post on the right, working on Markowski. Finds McCray, now she's on the left block. McCray up, nope, but a foul. So McCray and Williams trying to put something together here for the Badgers, and McCray will go to the free throw line with 7:56 to go in this game. Out is Markowski now. Markowski for Nebraska. 12 points, 7 rebounds. Here's McCray, and that one's no good. Second one for McCray is up, and that one's no good. And now a whistle as McCray tried to grab that miss, and it's a foul against Nebraska, so McCray will just... Or they say a lane violation. Might have been a lane violation. One official is in front of me. I can't see the other one. And another miss. McCray gets it back. Misses it down low on the left. Rebound Nebraska. Wisconsin just can't connect at the free throw line there. Inside, Bojan goes up. Ball squirts out of her hands, but it goes to Prince for three. Rolls off the rim. No good. Bojan rebound up and in. The 6'3 freshman right around the rim. Up with the right hand. Leitzinger catches, trying to bounce inside. Kickball, looking for Williams. 7:34 to play. And we'll stay with Wisconsin. It's a 77-49 Nebraska lead. 28-point Cornhuskers lead. Williams catches, low block left off the inbounds on the baseline. Working on Bojan. Sarah up with the right hand. Trickles off the right side of the rim. Nope. Hargrove has it. Nebraska right to left. Front court. It's Prince. A low crouching dribble. Hands off Hargrove. Hargrove handing off to Rimdahl. Brings it back high left side. Myers defends for Wisconsin. Screen Bojan. Rimdahl hesitates. Stops at the right elbow with her dribble. Double team. Bounces inside. Bojan off the glass for two. Badgers throw it into the front court. Myers fires inside to Williams. Right post, Williams working on Bojan. Turn around, no, and a foul. Came up just a little short. Foul against Bojan. Stops the clock. 6:55 to go, but it's been all Nebraska. 7-0 Cornhuskers run now over the last 90 seconds. And here is Williams to the foul line for the Badgers. 18 points, 8 rebounds. Free throw is in. Sarah, 17 times this season, has gone for double figures. Next one goes for Williams. She's going to check out now, and Allie Bisball comes in for the Badgers, a freshman from Lake City, Michigan. Bisball seeing some action on the floor here with 6:52 to go in this game. 79-51. Nebraska leading the ball. Here's a drive, right up in by Nebraska, and that was Moriarty right around Myers. By the way, Williams, 20 points tonight, 20-8. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 6:17 to play. Spasovsky at the free throw line, goes downhill, knocks over a defender, short jumper, no. Spasovsky rebounds it, bounces to Leitzinger. Rainbow three is in for Knapp from the left side. Leitzinger hits the deep three for the Badgers. 81-54 Nebraska. Fire, Here's Hargrove, defended by Spasovsky. She'll poke it free. It's loose. It's grabbed by Myers on the floor, and a whistle stops play. Held ball, possession arrow to Wisconsin. Back to Williams. 20 points, 8 rebounds tonight for Williams. This is the ninth time this season she's had 20 or more in a game. Here's Leitzinger across the timeline with 5:44 to go in this one. 81-54 Nebraska. Porter, right wing. Screened by Bisball. Porter, double teamed, right sideline to Bisball, looking for somewhere to pass it. She'll fire it over to Myers. Steers it over to the left. Here's Leitzinger at three as the shot clock was winding down. It's an air ball, and Leitzinger is saying, I was fouled on that shot. Not going to get the call. Now Marissa Mosley saying, hey, what about that? And the official talking to Coach Mo. Nebraska ball, though. Shot clock violation. As Gracie Grush comes in for Leitzinger. It's an 81-54 Nebraska lead. 27-point Cornhuskers advantage, and they throw it away. Hargrove throws it out of bounds to the left sideline. Nebraska's 13th turnover. Badgers have 12 of them so far tonight. But Nebraska's shooting just too much to overcome right now. 55% from the floor for Nebraska. And they've made 14 of 27 three-pointers. That's 52%. Grush left wing, fires inside Spasovsky down low. Bisball brought it down low to her waist, and it's stripped and stolen by Hake. In the front court over to Nisley on the wing. To Hargrove, 4:43 to go in this game. Out to Hake. Hake, left hand, dribble, defended by Porter. Pushes to Hargrove on the right. Hargrove looking, still looking. To Nisley, who's right next to her. Now Nisley with it with 7 on the shot clock. Launches a 3. Right side of the rim, no good. Rebound right into the lap of Porter. Front court, here's Ronnie. Going straight down the lane. Layup good from the left side. Straight line drive by Porter in the finish. 4:12 to go. Flying in from the left side of the drive is Hake to the corner. Nisley and another three-pointer for Nebraska. 3:58 to go in this game. It's an 84-56 lead. Bisball sets the screen for Porter. Porter looks to her right, caught by Myers. Inside, Bisball, turnaround in the paint is no good, and it's ripped down by Nebraska. Petrie has it. To Nisley, coming in from the left. Tries to go to Hargrove, off her fingertips. Picked up Hake to the corner, Nisley for 3. And it's good for Nisley. Timeout, Wisconsin. 3:19 to go in this game. 87-56 Nebraska. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And welcome back to Lincoln, Nebraska. John Audius with you. It's an 87-56 Nebraska lead over Wisconsin. Time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go to the third quarter. And Natalie Leitzinger coming up for the Badgers. Kicks out Porter. Back inside. Williams down low to the corner. Leitzinger rises for three, and it's nothing but net. Leitzinger lights it up for Wisconsin. That's tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. Well, hasn't been Wisconsin's night here at Pinnacle Bank. They're going to go back to Madison with another loss here in this building. They have never won at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 6-0 run here by Nebraska over the last 46 seconds. And Nebraska's going to improve its Big Ten best 15-game home winning streak. 31-point lead. Two Badgers in double figures. Ninth time this season, Sarah Williams has scored 28 points in a game. She's taken 23 shots tonight. 9 of 23. 8 rebounds. She needs a couple of rebounds. I'm not sure if she'll see much playing time here down the stretch, but the 23 attempts from Williams is the second most in a game this season. She made half of her shots at Butler. That was a double overtime game when she made 13 of 26 from the field. And like I said, tonight Williams is 39% from the floor, however. 14 points from McCray with 6 rebounds. And then Ronnie Porter has 11 points tonight for Wisconsin. So 3 Badgers in double figures as Patty Bandla is into the game. Lena Patty Bandla for Wisconsin off to Myers. This Masofsky free throw line, 15 footers in. So here comes Nebraska into the front court under 3 minutes. Big lead, 87-58. Right baseline jumper is up and in for Petrie. By the way, Porter reaching double figures for the first time since the Minnesota game on December 31st. Wisconsin calls a timeout. 2:48 to go in this one. 89-58 Nebraska. Back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Seconds to play in this game here from Lincoln, Nebraska. John Audius with you. Big Huskers lead over Wisconsin, 89-58. Hey, Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Well, Wisconsin here being outscored 20-11 in the quarter. And the Badgers in this quarter, 44% from the floor. Nebraska, 8 of 11. And if you do the math, that's 73%. Four more threes in the quarter so far. 16 total in the game. That's just kind of been the big difference here. Is that shooting from Nebraska. 16 out of 30. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Nebraska's season high in three-point field goals made is 20. That was against South Dakota. They took 20 and a season high 34. So they're 20 of 34 tonight. They're 16 of 30. So Wisconsin with some new faces into the game right now. Gresh, backdoor cut, has it, tries to bounce for Spasovsky. Gresh, Spasovsky, Bisball, Patty Bandla, and Martin Mesa into the game. Patty Bandla has it, left wing for Wisconsin. Throws to Gresh, top of the key. Gresh downhill to the rim, layup, missed it with the left hand. And fighting for it is Bisball, but it's picked up by Nebraska. Picked up by Kendall Coley for the Cornhuskers. 2:18 to go in this game. Nebraska 89, Wisconsin 58. Here's a ball fake, drive lane line left, up with the left hand, missing it, Moriarty. And the Badgers have it, then the Huskers come away with the steal. Here's a three, try, missing it is Nisley on the right. Rebound Moriarty, reverse lay-in, good. Huskers 91, Wisconsin 58. 33-point Cornhuskers lead. Minute 47 to go. Pass off to the right, and Nisley tried to tightrope the sideline, but was out of bounds. Here is Lena Patty Bandla for Wisconsin. Still looking for her first points of the season. She's played in five games, so inbound, but I'm not sure what the delay is all about here. Oh, are they adjusting the clock, it looks like? Right now the clock says a minute 44. It'll be Wisconsin ball inbounding right sideline. Still trying to figure out if they got everything right on the clock. Let's see if they change anything or not. And they're going to take, oh, the shot clock was at 20. They bring it down to 16. It's the first of two straight on the road for the Badgers here against this Nebraska team who's receiving votes in the top 25. Badgers will be in Minneapolis on Sunday taking on the Gophers. Jumper, Patty Bandla from 18, no. Grabbed by Nebraska. Trying to earn a season split with the Gophers and stop a six-game losing streak. Travel by Nebraska on the other side. Check it, a seven-game losing streak. Minute 15 to go. Bisball pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper's no good. Spasovsky trying to grab it, and a whistle stops play. And so it'll be Badgers basketball as Gresh throws it into Patty Bandla, has the space, left elbow jumper, missed it. Rebound fought for underneath, then it's grabbed by Nebraska. Minute to go in this one.
1 minute remaining in the game.
Jumper on the right is no good by Nebraska. That was rimmed all. Badgers have it. Push to the front court. Gresh has it down low. Gresh on Coley, layup in. And Gracie Gresh were for two off the backboard for the Badgers. Now Nebraska underneath with a sloppy pass stolen by Wisconsin. Patty Bandla dribbles into the front court. Right wing stops her dribble. Pass to the corner is hit out of bounds by Nebraska. This will be the seventh straight loss for Wisconsin here tonight. After winning its first Big Ten game in early December, Badgers haven't had an opportunity to pick one up yet. 14 seconds to go in the game. Spasovsky with it, launching with one on the shot clock, hits it wide left off the backboard, shot clock violation, and Nebraska just has to inbound this one, and they'll end it here tonight. 91-60, Nebraska. inbounds for the Huskers. Buzzer will sound, and Nebraska will win this one. 91-60, the final score here tonight. Wisconsin has now lost seven in a row, and the Cornhuskers have won 15 straight games here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Nebraska outscores Wisconsin in that quarter, 22-13. Led by as many as 33 points tonight. 31-point victory here this evening. Waiting for Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley to make her way to the table. We'll talk briefly about this one here this evening. Three Badgers did score in double figures. And Nebraska ends up with 16 made threes. 16 out of 32. 50% shooting at that type of volume. We'll hand the headset off to Wisconsin coach Marissa Mosley, and we'll have a couple of questions to talk about this one here tonight. Joined by the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. I guess it comes down to really, well, what in your opinion, was it the three-point shooting? The biggest thing?
Yeah, with the three-point shooting for sure. And I think that, you know, we just let them kind of have their way most of the night. We started out the game, you know, and I felt like we missed some easy bunnies early, you know, had some early turnovers that really led to kind of them getting out. And then in the second half, I mean, obviously we talked about that. They are the best three-point shooting team in the Big Ten, and they obviously can't give up 16 threes in a game.
Yeah. What do you take away from this game?
Well, I think that we've got to, obviously, we've got to do a better job of having more pace to what we're doing. I think we've got to get a little bit more involvement, get some other people involved a little bit more. I think they slowed down our transition game by doubling Ronnie, you know, so we need to make adjustment on that. And I got to go to the film and kind of see, you know, what it is else that we can do defensively against the three-point shooting.
Yeah, and then just finally, you know, Sarah goes for her ninth game with 20 points. I know the shooting probably wasn't there what you wanted her from the floor, but then McCray goes 7 of 10, and good to see Carter get back in double figures.
Yeah, really happy for Carter. I think that she, you know, that was her probably her best game in the Big Ten thus far. But we got to be able to, as I said, you know, get everyone kind of together. And so I think that that's really important in order for us to be successful.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks. All right, that's head coach Marissa Mosley. Wisconsin falls on the road 91-60 to Nebraska. We'll take a break and come back with more on the postgame show next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards?
The answer coming up.
Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Postgame show continues from Lincoln, Nebraska. John Audius with you. Tough one for the Badgers. 31-point loss, 91-60. A seventh straight loss for Wisconsin now. 1-7 in Big Ten play are the Badgers, and they fall to 10-9 overall this season. Nebraska with that victory, now 6-2 in the Big Ten, and the Cornhuskers are 15-4 overall. But first quarter, like Coach Mo was saying, it was a good start for the Badgers. They used 6 points from Sarah Williams and 6 from Carter McRae. Shot 39% from the floor and trailed by 4 points after the first 10 minutes. Actually had their only lead of this game in that first quarter at 10-7. But what really did them in was Nebraska's second quarter, when it was a 21-19 game. Huskers go on a 15-0 run to bump it out to a 36-19 lead before the Badgers scored. Nebraska would go on to lead at the half, 42-26. 4 more threes in the quarter, in the second, that is, for Nebraska. A 27-21 scoring quarter in favor of the Cornhuskers. The 21 points, the most by the Badgers in any quarter tonight. But Nebraska would lead after three, 69-47. They hit 5 threes in that third quarter. Sarah Williams did go for 8 points and 5 rebounds for the Badgers in the third. And then in that final quarter, by then, Nebraska had bumped it out to as big as a 33-point lead. They outscored Wisconsin 22-13, and they win it 91-60. Final numbers look like this. Huskers 54% from the floor, 32 of 59, and they knocked down 16 threes. 16 of 32, that's 50%, 11 of 12 at the free throw line. The Badgers hit 38% of their shots, 25 of 66, and hit 3 of 17 from the three-point arc. That's 17.5%, 7 of 11 from the free throw line for the Badgers. Rebounding, 38-33 in favor of Nebraska. Offensive rebound, 16-10. In favor of Wisconsin, although Nebraska led in second chance points 13-10. Turnovers, each team with 15 points off turnovers, plus 10 though for the Huskers at 22-12. Points in the paint go to Wisconsin, plus 12, 48-28 in favor of the Badgers. Fast break to Nebraska, 7-4. Steals, 8 for the Cornhuskers, 4 for the Badgers. Blocks, 1 for Nebraska, none for the Badgers here this evening. 27 assists for Nebraska as a team, 16 for Wisconsin, as the Badgers once again lose it 91-60. We'll take a break and come back and look at the individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need, so you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles, or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. is sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
I'm so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And I'm back at Pinnacle Bank Arena, where the Cornhuskers have now won 12 this season, 12-0, and they've won 15 in a row at home, longest streak in the Big Ten, 91-60 over Wisconsin as the Badgers lose for the seventh time this season in Big Ten play. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID, 10 for a legal ID, and you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Tough one for the Badgers tonight, 91-60 the final score, but there were some positive moments for the UW. Let's take a listen to some of tonight's highlights. Now McCray has it to Porter with five. Porter, a pass into the front court. Myers in the corner, has some room. Launches for three at the buzzer and hits it. Three-pointer at the buzzer to end the second quarter. Here's McCray working down low, missing the shot, fighting for the offensive rebound, and she'll lay it off the glass for two. A couple of highlights there for the Badgers as they drop their seventh Big Ten game. And another one on the road upcoming for Wisconsin as they'll try to earn a season split with the Minnesota Gophers. This will be their fourth straight game, by the way, against a team either in the top 25 or receiving votes. Nebraska is receiving votes in the top 25. They're actually, if you